Hello, and welcome to this week's installment from Angry Alien Design Studios. This week, we're going to talk about blogs. A blog is a combination of the words web and log. Initially, the terms were combined to form the phrase weblog, but were then shortened to blog. Besides, who wants to go around all day saying weblog, weblog? Well, blogging is really just a form of an online diary or an online journal. And the blog's creators, sometimes we call them authors, they can create blogs on virtually any topic. And if you search around in the web, you will find blogs on virtually every topic. Blog authors can restrict access to their blog, or they can let anyone view the content. Viewers can send the author messages, and the author has the option of replying back. And that's all done inside the blog environment, so there's no emails back and forth. Blogs can be subscribed to by the viewer, so that way the viewer is always aware of when a blog has a new post. Images, files, media, hyperlinks, all these things can be inserted into the blog as content. So the real question is, how can blogs be used in an instructor-learner environment to improve instruction? Well, blogs can help learners connect to visual literacy concepts and techniques. For instance, blogging gives a learner or an instructor the ability to state an opinion or a fact. Then, the two, the instructor and the learner, they can continue with that discussion to clarify their perspective on a given topic. The blog exists as sort of a messaging system, and through that messaging system, ideas and thoughts can be exchanged between the instructor, the learners, and amongst the learners. And this happens in a timeline that is short enough for everybody involved to be actively participating in the conversation, and that way they don't forget or lose track of what was discussed. Before we had blog technology, discussions would often end prematurely, and the results were less effective than if the people involved had more time and a more effective tool to keep the conversation going. Also, learner retention and satisfaction in the learning process is often increased with a blog because the advent of this technology and its use in learning has really allowed people to be more stimulated and more involved in the learning process.